Mr. Gabriel here in the 1RPM studio. How you doing, Gabe?
Doing great, man.
Man, happy to have you here. So happy that you can play our Thunderground show tonight. We are heading to the Basement East. Doors are at 7. Show starts at 8. Pretty ridiculous. For $5, you can see Mr. Gabriel, Alana Royale, Elise Davis, and Bearing Torches.
Yeah. There's not much you can do for $5.
There is not much you can do for $5. You're lucky to be able to park for $5.
Because your lift will cost $5 no matter what to get there, or your whatever ride
share.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not shouldn't mention any specific names of companies.
No, you can.
Okay,
it's okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I usually say them both, so it's equal. I'll be like,
Lyft or Uber.
Lyft, Uber, take a taxi, whatever you want to do. So,
or a friend.
Just keep it spread out nice and even. I know, a friend, right?
But it's nobody has friends that make for rides anymore, do they?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought about that, and it's like, for $5, I don't have to inconvenience my friends.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you really don't want to talk to anybody.
Well, you can talk. You don't talk to your Lyft driver. You just get in and just put your head down.
It depends. I mean, I think it kind of depends on like the status of the car. Because sometimes it smells really weird, and then you're kind of just sticking your head out the window the whole time, just trying to get to point A to point B.
It does smell weird sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well, the thing about smells is, like, if it's your smell in your area that's there all the time, you don't notice it.
No, you don't notice it.
So you don't even know.
I probably smell horrible.
I mean, and we're all worried about the rating of our ride, so we're not going to be like, hey, P.S., it smells really bad in here, because it's going to be like 1 star.
But like, at least if you knew, thought you had a good idea that maybe it smelled bad, you'd be really chatty.
Yeah.
You know? Because then you'd be like, oh, hey, man. So like, kind of like cause some smoke and mirror situation where you're distracting them from focusing on maybe just sitting there quietly and smelling it.
You have really great ideas. Probably why you write such great songs.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
Gabe Simon, who is Mr. Gabriel. He's been in Kopecky, and does a lot of songwriting around town. And probably outside of town or
probably,
whatever town you're in,
whatever
you're probably writing
that
songs
wants
there.
To songs,
not just Nashville. Probably a lot of songwriting here, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of there's a good amount of songs here. Yeah,
a lot of good songs here. He's gonna play a song acoustic, and of course we're gonna get to see him tonight at Basement East for Thunderground. This song we've been playing tambourine a lot on Lightning 100.
I appreciate that.
But this song we have not been playing a lot because it's not out yet.
It's not out yet.
When it's coming out soon?
Yes, yeah, so I'm putting it out this month.
Okay,
which is now August, and I was
isn't that
originally
weird?
It was like July, like
okay.
2 days ago. So
it
that's kind of throwing me off.
Yeah,
but my wife and I, we fell in love in wandering around the city of New York and doing crazy, ridiculous things, and I just wanted to write a song about that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like about kind of like, it's a bit of a coming of age, but it's also like a bit of like a, which I told my wife and I talked the other day, we're like, I hate coming of age movies, but maybe I like coming of age songs, which I don't really know if there's a lot of those, but this one's kind of like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what's it called?
It's called Carry On.
All right. Well, let's carry on. It's Mr. Gabriel live in the 1RPM studio. You can catch him tonight out at the Basement East.
Even now I think about the way we used to tip the bottles, running through the city with a couple dozen dirty dollars. No one supervising, baby, we would improvise the world. You're sleeping in the shower, gonna be thirsty from the night before. Cause you know the life we got don't last forever, and you hope and we pray that we carry on and carry on. Can we carry on? Can we carry on like this? Can we carry on? Can we carry on? Carry on like days. When people started talking about the future in the early morning, and some were having kids, some were sleeping around with supermodels. Oh, we never caught a simple, but we never thought about it that about anything. About everything, cause you know the life we we got don't last forever. And you hope and we pray that we carry on. Can we carry on? Can we carry on? Can we carry on? Like this. Can we carry on? Can we carry on? Can we carry on? Like this. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. You and I. Just the two of us. Building castles in the sky. Just the two of us. You and I.
Lightning 100, Mr. Gabriel, live and acoustic here in the 1RPM studio. It is tonight. You can catch him out at Thunderground at the Basement East. Only $5 to see Mr. Gabriel, Alana Royale, Elise Davis, and Bearing Torches.
Mm.
Doors are at 7. Show starts at 8. TheBasementNashville.com. You can also go to MrGabrielMusic.com and wait as fast as you can for Carry On. I don't know if I knew you were that great of a whistler.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that man. When did you real? When, have you?
So I love telling this story.
Okay,
this is
all right. This is good.
This you just opened up a can of worms. So my dad and I, when I was a kid, we used to drive around. I grew up in South Carolina.
South Carolina,
you know, home of Hootie and the Blowfish and Band of Horses. And
I had a guy on the show earlier this week who grew up in South Carolina.
What was his name?
He was in the band The Explorers Club.
Oh, I like that name.
Yeah, and they were inspired by the Beach Boys, and they got a Beach Boys tribute thing happening Sunday at City Winery.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyway, back to your story.
Well,
growing
anyway,
up in South Carolina with the
City
dad.
City Winery on Sunday night. You should check it out.
Okay.
But in South Carolina, my dad and I used to drive through the mountains of Brevard, which is like this weird little city.
I don't even think of South Carolina mountains. I think of beach.
Upstate.
Okay.
South Carolina has beautiful mountains.
Okay.
All the way to Asheville and stuff like that. And so my dad and I used to like whistle Huey Lewis in the News and Mozart and like the Doors and all this stuff. And we would harmonize with each other and do all this crazy stuff. And I don't know. And so then it was fast forward years later, I was actually in the studio and I started doing whistle covers of like Disney classics. Cause I was like, oh, this is a weird thing. And like, you know, Pam, you know, like Paint with All the Colors of the Wind and stuff like that. And then I started whistling on more things. I used to whistle in Kopecky on a couple songs, but not much. This has been, I love whistling. It's so fun. It's so joyful. Who doesn't like whistling?
Well, not everyone can do it, you know.
It's true. I've seen some pretty bad whistlers.
You try and whistle, and maybe it's not happening. Maybe you're a little out of key.
Yeah, my wife and I have been together for, you know, 8 years or a while now. And she's trying to whistle. She's figuring out. She's getting closer.
Can she whistle?
She's doing this like, really airy. It's nice, though.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to hear.
And you have a young person in your life.
Oh, yeah. She whistles all the time now because she knocked her tooth out. So, you know, she's a little, like, singing all kinds of little songs, whether or not she wants to.
You ought to go ahead and have you ever recorded a Christmas song?
You know what? I haven't recorded a Christmas song as Mr. G. I need to be a Mr. G Christmas.
You know?
Because who wouldn't want to cozy up next to the fire and throw on a sweater with Mr. G, you know? It's just me laying there on a polar bear rug just singing lullabies to you about sleigh bells and all the other good stuff.
We had Lucy Silvis in the studio earlier this week. We're promoting. She's going to be part of the Fire on the Water Festival just a couple weeks away, which sounds really cool because it's in Gallatin. The stage is on Old Hickory Lake or right by the lake, so you got a view of the lake behind the stage. So that's beautiful. But she talked about doing some songwriting with you.
Yeah, she's fantastic. I mean, she's one of the best I mean, I say this out of love for many, many great singers in Nashville, but she's one of the best vocalists I've ever met. And we wrote with this another amazing writer girl named Natalie Hamby. And the three of us, were at a studio and we sat down in front of a Wurlitzer because kind of they smoked cigarettes and we wrote songs. And it took 2.5 hours and we wrote two songs. A song called Kite, which is currently what you guys are playing on the radio. A music video for it just came out today and it's really cool. And then another song called Everything Looks Beautiful When You're in Love, which was, you know, she had recently, you know, she's been married now, I think, for a year or so now, or maybe longer. But we were just talking about marriage and talking about life and love and passion and people being passionate about us and us being passionate about other people. And just rose-colored world when you're in love.
You've done a lot of songwriting, not just for your own bands, but with others. Who are some of the other people that you've written songs with that actually got to see the light of day?
Yeah, so, I mean, I've had the honor of working with Dua Lipa, who's fantastic, and she put out one of my songs on her record last year.
I saw her, she's mentioned on your Instagram page.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, she just, you know, she's killing it. She just went platinum in the UK and gold in the US.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. And then I work with this amazing electronic artist named Jai Wolf, who he and I have done so much work together, and we have a song together called Starlight that's fantastic. And then there's been quite a bit. I've got I work at this band American Authors, and I work with band Cherub, and I work with this is too many people. There's so many wonderful, amazing, talented people that I just cannot believe that I've gotten the chance to write songs for.
When you're writing a song and it's going to be for Dua Lipa and not for yourself, does it kind of give you a little more freedom to do things that you wouldn't do if it was you?
Totally. And like, you know, like, so like I was on a trip like a week or so ago. Oh no, not longer than that. It was like a month or so ago. And I wrote this song called Making Babies. It's a... Yeah. Cause you can't make war if you're busy making babies. Can't start a fire if you're burning with love. And the guns won't work with a barrel full of daisies. And all the people say love. It's like, couldn't think of anyone who wanted to cut that. So I was like, I'm going to cut that song. Because Making Babies is like the best song title I've ever heard. It needs to be released. So...
I think your songs could also be in movies too. I feel like
Right. I would love a song in a movie.
Have you had anything get a sync yet?
Tambourine has done wonderfully, and it was in this awesome Marshall's ad campaign.
I remember that now.
Which actually is me whistling.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So like that they used that, and it was crazy. And then it's been like a bunch of TV shows and some movies and stuff. And I've had honor of having some cool songs in some really cool places. And that's actually one of the songs I wrote with Jai Wolf, a song called Starlight, was actually voted by I only heard about it in Mad Men. It was called whatever the Mad Men Award is, you know, the ad award.
Yeah.
Anyways, they were talking. It was cool. It got an award for that, great sync placement or something.
You're hustling out there.
I'm trying, man. You know, I'm trying to pay for my kids' teeth getting knocked out. You know how it is.
I do. I've got four. Well, you can find out more at MrGabrielMusic.com. If you want to go and get tickets in advance, it's TheBasementNashville.com. It's just $5. And doors are at 7. Show starts at 8. Four great acts. Mr. Gabriel, Alana Royale. You said you're excited to see Alana Royale.
I'm pumped about it. She's just got a cool vibe. And I've really enjoyed seeing everything that she puts up online. And she's just... seems like a total.
We had Elise Davis in this morning, and Bearing Torches are going to be out there. So $5. Any of these bands worth more than $5. So we hope to see you out there. A big shout out to Ballast Point, Sculpin IPA, Deep Eddy Vodka.
Wow.
They're going to have some in the green room for you.
Oh, fantastic.
And they're helping us keep it only $5. And 1RPM, which is a sponsor of the Lightning 100 Studio. So we're grateful for them. They help out a lot of artists here in town and globally. So you wrote a song called Millennial Falcon.
Yeah, I did. It's really, really ridiculous. I mean, I think with Mr. Gabriel, I wanted to be everything I can't be in every part of my life. And it's, you know, loose and wild. Even the show's wild. Like, you know, I took like 5 guitar solos. I've never had guitar solos ever in my entire career. And then all of a sudden I'm on the floor arriving and like screaming at people and like dancing around like a monkey. And... it's a lot of fun, and it's ridiculous, and so I want to write subtle social criticisms, because as a writer, as a creator, you want to make people dance, and you want people to have fun, and you want them to smile, and you want to have a good time, but you also want to talk about things. And so as much as I'm on an Instagram live video right now, this song is about actually that social media lifestyle. So Millennial Falcon, I wrote about Zooey Deschanel when I was like in middle school, like, and I fell in love with her and thought, man, I saw Failure to Launch with my mom. And I was like, God, she's, my heart broke. I'm like, this is the perfect one. She's got a band. She's got like cool tattoos. She's like doing all this crazy stuff. And then my life, as I got older and as Instagram and things came on, like, you start following all these people who seemingly have these unreal lives. And you kind of just feel like this voyeur who's like staring into these bizarre lifestyles of people's things going on. Like, I know things about you that you don't know that I know about you. And that's terrifying. And so I wanted to write a song called Millennial Falcon. That's basically this. We live in this world where we kind of expose ourselves and, you know, we all fall in love with these ideas of people. Maybe we have no idea what they're really like.
Well, let's crank it up. I hope you get out to the show tonight. Mr. Gabriel, part of our Thunderground series this evening at the Basement East as we fly the Millennial Falcon on Lightning 100.
Hey, Brenda, how's it going?
Lightning 100. You tried to warn me.
I warned you. It's a freak out.
Man, that's called a false ending.
It's a false ending.
Yeah, false ending. Yeah. Mr. Gabriel, Millennial Falcon, and it is a show you can see tonight out at Thunderground Basement East. Mr. Gabriel alongside Alana Royale, Elise Davis, and Bearing Torches. Only $5. It is ridiculous. It's only $5 to get in. Show starts at 8. Doors are at 7. And we're pretty much out of time, but tell me about the show tonight and the band you've got playing with you.
Oh, it's such a good band. They're so great. The show is going to be wild. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be sweaty. I'm going to be having so much fun with you, whoever you are, wherever you are, and got this amazing drummer named Kerry Kay, who's just going to crush it, and Park Cottrell, who also plays for Colony House. He's fantastic. He's playing bass. And Julian Dente, who's a great artist named Youth, who's holding my band down. It's a great crew. It's going to be wild. Lots of guitar solos.
We're so excited. We're so excited about it. Do you know what time you go on?
I go on at 8:50 till 9:20.
8:50. So
it's a tight schedule. Be there.
Get out there tonight. Basement East, Mr. Gabriel, part of our Thunderground series. It's been Gabe Simon hanging out with us here in the 1 RPM studio.